Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Okay, Chicago, good evening. Welcome, everybody. Tonight, for the first time in 51 years, Chi-Town is draft town.
With the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kevin White.
Right here, what do you want them to know about you?
I'm a great guy. I'm humble, very confident. I'm ready to work.
Yeah, it was a great week last week. We brought you Shefty and John Clayton the Monday before the draft.
Yes.
And we were at the Auditorium Theater Thursday and Friday to broadcast there live. And how about this? A little extra love from Chicago for Chris Berman. Oh, your coworker in Bristol during the NFL season, as he is still in Chicago as he gets into the Cable Hall of Fame tonight at Navy Pier. Boomer, how are you?
Good afternoon, fellas. Yeah, the draft, did it end yet?
It is over. That's what my sources are telling me.
Well, you have good sources. It was Chicago did a great job, as we knew they would. You know, it was. I enjoyed it because not only is Chicago one of the biggest cities in America, there's a little gee whiz in Chicago still, and take that the exact right way that I mean it. In other words, this was like a big circus coming to town, and everybody went out to the big top. You know, I thought it was great from people involved with it and to just the football fans and casual football fans in the area. I thought it was great.
Do you think the city, Chris, has earned the right to host the draft again in the near future?
Why not? The near future being next year?
Yes.
why not? I'm sure they realized, or whoever was running it, you know, we could really tweak this and do this a little better and this a little better. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't out there. I wouldn't, you know, I had my own hands full. So it certainly was beautifully received, and it was nice seeing, as we did in New York, you know, the jerseys, there were enough people in the auditorium, and it's certainly Auditorium Theater, which is, I enjoyed doing a little homework on that building, you know, first lit by Thomas Edison light bulbs. Now, you got to love that now. So, but the jerseys of all the teams, it was just fun to see it. And, you know, it was nothing really happened. Yes, we announced each team. It's like the opening kickoff, the Bears draft, Kevin White. The Giants draft so-and-so, the Falcons draft so-and-so, the Chargers draft so-and-so, the Packers draft. But it was as if there was a game going on. It's for someone that did this draft at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday morning to see what it is now is really amazing.
Do you think it ultimately will become, Chris, like a traveling road show that it'll go from city to city, or you think they'll focus like the Super Bowl on a few towns?
I don't know that it will go, you know, a ton of places. You do want it to be it's possible. I mean, we haven't moved it in 50 years, you know, so now, okay, Chicago did a great job. I guess they're pointing towards L.A. at some point, if and when they get a team. I don't think we would see it before that, you know, and I think, I could be wrong, they have to, and not they don't have to do anything, but they will say in the fall where it's going to be. And they won't know if there's an NFL team there yet. I think they might wait. I think the odds are good that at least next year it's back here. As far as going to 10 or 12 or 15, what is it unless each of the cities realize that a lot of people came in from out of town? And I guess the research will show that in Chicago's case, they probably did, right? Isn't that what people are thinking? So I guess it's worthwhile. It's not like having a Super Bowl, of course, but because there's nothing really. But the NFL experience or draft town or however you want to call it, I think the NFL likes stoking the flames in different parts of the country in April. I mean, it's you know, it's like football 12 months a year. So as far as 12 or 15 cities, I don't think so. But a few, yes.
Chris Berman joining us, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I've heard from a few people, Boomer, that said maybe the Auditorium Theater a little cramped compared to Radio City Music Hall. Could you make it work again in there, or would you think you'd have to investigate the Chicago Theater or another venue here in the downtown area?
Well, look, Radio City is an unbelievable building. I mean, I'm sorry to see the draft leave there just because it's Radio City Music Hall. I mean, my mother and father said, you know, they saw Frank Sinatra in there, they saw Count Basie, we could go on and on. Of course, you know, this building goes farther back in history, so we could make the same sort of claims. They did not, they were not old enough to see John Philip Sousa play in the late 1800s. But, I mean, I don't know that those buildings, it depends if they want it to be. You know what it was? The building is so classy in this, and everyone was in there for the first time, fellas, that no one knew if they could really kind of be semi at a ball game or we're watching not a symphony, but let's just be quiet and wait to the pick. I think it was everyone was on their best behavior a little, more than the size. You haven't heard that, probably. I thought about that flying home, you know, over the weekend. I've come back. But it depends. I don't know if it's all about having 8,000. How big is the Chicago Theater? I have no idea. How big is it?
It's about, is it 4,500?
4,500, 4,000.
Like
4, okay,
so
maybe a little more space.
Like 5,000. Yeah. It depends if it's all about, quote, drawing a bigger crowd. I don't know that it is. I liked it in there. It was a little cramped, but I think the decorum factor was it's a first time. Let's not, you know, it's our first day at the office. Let's not misbehave. Does that make sense?
Boomer, it's been a tough year for the NFL from a PR perspective, and yet the popularity continues to reach new heights. Is there an end in sight to this wild ride of prosperity for the NFL, in your opinion?
You know, it's a good question because I think back to my 35 plus years here at ESPN and in this award tonight, which is not really, you know, we don't even need to talk about it, but I got reflective a little bit. And in that way, is there a ceiling on sports in general and football in particular? Each 4 or 5 years, I say, okay, we've kind of, if not tapped out or topped off, we've kind of, if you're drawing one of those graphs that we used to use at school or Ross Perot used to try to be president, you know, you figure that the graph is kind of not going at a diagonal up, you know. But each couple years it seems to be more and more. And so the answer is there will be a time. I hope football doesn't get so greedy in doing everything. Like, be careful on wanting a team in London. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. I know they quote want it, but I don't. Okay, we're going to move a Pro Bowl maybe to Brazil. Really? So, but and all those things, I see more and more. People stop me every day to talk about football. Obviously, in the fall you do. But, I mean, in March and this, and we preview the draft for 3 months, which is hard to believe. And the combine, we're looking at this like this is, you know, we're inspecting and analyzing something that's going to change the course of the world. Now, I'm not knocking it. I'm amazed by it. So the short-term answer is, I don't see the rise stopping anytime soon. It's an amazing sport, but let's not forget what makes the sport, and Tommy, of course, you played it, that's when we met, is that as tough as it is and everything else, there's a lot of it that is the same, okay, as funny as that sounds, and there's a lot of it is that it's once a week, and every game is important. And you spend half the week getting up for the game from Wednesday on, and then you spend from Sunday to Wednesday analyzing what the hell just happened. So I shake my head because you figure, man, how many more meals can this restaurant serve? But the line's around the block, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's good for – I mean, football's a wonderful game, and it's so – I'm happy for it. I just hope that they – just keep their eye on the ball enough, and the tough year that you refer to, you know, some of the biggest quote problems. Not, I don't mean quote as if they're not. The biggest problems are societal, and maybe the good will come from the bad. That football really does look at itself as a leader. And a lot of us look at domestic violence and this, like, really, that happens that much? You know, it was an eye-opener beyond the individual situations, way beyond. And maybe some good can come of the bad. And in that case, thank goodness football is still ascending, you know?
So what color's the blazer that you get from the Cable Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't know if it's a Masters jacket. That'd be pretty cool. Or maybe one of those Hilton Head plaid ones. I mean, I have some from the 70s. They don't fit anymore. But they were great, though. My Madras coats at Brown. Oh, they're coming back. It's just I need someone much smaller than me to fit in them. I don't know. I don't wear a suit very often on TV. You know, I don't do it. I'm a sports guy, but I'll have one on tonight. Now, if they have me take it off and give me a blazer, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe they'll give me a handshake and tell me congratulations. And it's out at the Navy Pier, and it's a, you know, Cable's such a young business, really, you know, 30, 40, 45 years, 40 years, let's say, and I've been in it almost all of it, which is really hard to believe. I'll be 60 at the end of the week. That's also hard to believe.
Come on, you're only 40, Chris.
Well, 40 at base what? Base 4 or whatever. Yeah. But that's also hard to believe. So in life, I'm putting on 14, boys. And in my career, I'm certainly playing 17. So 17's a little late to affect the score. 14, maybe a couple of good holes left to kind of change the card a little bit. Well,
knock it in on 14, all right?
No. Maybe I should intentionally 5-putt. And, you know, that way I'll be 59 forever. Right?
There you go. Perfect. Well, congratulations. We're glad you're back in town to accept this prestigious award. And it's always great talking to you on our show.
Thanks, Boomer.
All right, fellas. And Tommy, I'll see you around the building. And Chicago did wonderfully, as I knew they would. And it's a pleasure to be back. I felt like today coming back in here, I was coming back home. I had that nice a time here last week.
It's fantastic. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate
it. Hey, fellas. See you, Sylvie. See you, Tommy.
There you go. Chris Berman joining us as he's being inducted into the Cable Hall of Fame.